It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, there continues to be growing enthusiasm for promoting jobs here in the USA by seeking out and purchasing the American-made products presently available. Through their purchasing power, the American people are making it known that they want to return to being a nation of multi-skilled workers capable of producing items competitively and of the highest quality. As we continue on the road to restoring America's industries, I encourage you to network with your family members and friends and all of your neighbors and let them know which American-made products you purchased lately and the stores where you were able to purchase them. Businesses selling predominantly foreign-made products must see that the American people are walking away because they don't see enough American-made items available to them. As we continue this grassroots campaign, I urge you to stop and look at every label and listen closely to the responses of store managers as you ask them if they're planning to offer a larger selection of American-made items. While we recognize the benefits of a growing global economy, we must insist on an equal number of American-made products to support our domestic economy. Because more people are supporting American workers and America's industries, our concerns are being discussed by the most important people, the investors and leaders of private sector industries. So I encourage you to add to the enthusiasm of the Buy American Made campaign and help us promote the 50-50 balance between American-made and imported products, which would have tens of millions of Americans employed and help to support America's economy. At this point, everything depends on how the American people choose to spend their hard-earned dollars. Thanks for spreading the word. This is Michael Blihosh, and as always, I appreciate hearing from you. Email me from my internet link located on the front page of AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com, and I invite you to listen to our radio broadcasts on 860 AM radio from Philadelphia and surrounding areas, and also to our rebroadcasts, which are on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.